station.
10, 9, 8. Ignition sequence has started. 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0.
This is the theme to Penrod Show. The theme to Penrod Show. Penrod called me up and asked if I could write his theme song. I'm almost halfway finished. How do you like it so far? How do you like the theme to Penrod Show?
I like it.
This is the theme to Penrod Show.
A little premature on the whistle there.
This is the music that you
hear. Not a first for me, I guess.
We're almost to the part of where I start to whistle. Then we'll hear the Penrod Radio Show.
Hey, kid.
This is the theme to Penrod's Radio Show.
Hey, welcome to the program. That's me, Penrod. Happy Friday to everybody. Yay, it's Friday. How you doing, Munch?
Fine. How are you?
I'm doing phenomenal because it's a huge weekend. Huge weekend. Like the biggest weekend of the year.
It's a three-day weekend?
And I'm not talking about Valentine's Day. I hate Valentine's Day. No, it is Valentine's Day this weekend. So that's going on. Plus, we've got the Daytona 500 going on. Plus, all weekend long, you're going to find me in front of the computer because...
Bassmasters. It's a fishing show.
Bassmasters. It's streaming. That's right. First tournament of the year is happening. So I'm going to be watching that. But the biggest thing, it's been 30 years, huge anniversary of Silence of the Lambs. And it's my all-time favorite movie.
I just love it. Press charges, I promise.
Now it places the lotion in the basket.
Please. I want to go home, please. Please.
It places the lotion in the basket.
I'm looking down the hole, you're looking up at
the lotion in the basket.
You're cold and tired.
You ever heard this much? This is the Greenskeepers. A little song called Lotion.
I don't know.
I love it. This is going to be the soundtrack for my Valentine. Hopefully Pam doesn't mind.
Hopefully she doesn't know your Valentine.
And we'll be back with rock news and more Valentine fun on the Penrod Show. Good morning. Love is in the air. Hi, Munch. Is love in the air in your household?
No, B.O. is. We shower like twice a week, tops.
Exciting and new. Not where we're going on a love boat, although.
No.
Valentine's weekend this weekend. And do you got plans for Valentine's Day?
Well, which day is it?
It's one day this weekend. It's Sunday. I think it's Sunday. I'm pretty sure it's Sunday. The 14th, right? Because tomorrow's the 13th. So it's going to be the 14th.
Tomorrow's Friday the 13th?
No, tomorrow's Saturday the 13th.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, because today's Friday.
I know. Getting up this early just totally screws up everything, doesn't it?
I thought it was Wednesday right now.
I know. So Pammy and I arranged reservations for a late dinner for Valentine's Day on Saturday because she got to work Sunday, so I'm not going to get to see her then. I got her a gift for Valentine's Day already. Did you get your lady something?
I'm still here.
Well, that means you haven't yet?
No, I'm saying I'm still here. There's your gift.
Oh, my God.
I didn't go out for a carton of cigarettes 6 years ago and not come back.
I gotta make sure stuff's ready. So, here's something though. Listen to this. This guy thought he would spice things up on Valentine's Day. Now, I don't recommend this whatsoever.
What do you want?
Can we spice it up tonight?
Yes. Now give me the
water.
We
can spice it up?
Yep.
With another person? What?
Shut up.
What?
Shut up.
I want to try something.
No.
Different. I want to try something.
Getting hot. Tonight. She's getting hot.
Who's the other girl then?
I want to try something different.
Not with me. Not like that. Not that. Why not? Why not?
Yeah. Okay, let's just add another male.
Wait, one of your friends.
Finish him. I don't think that one is. I don't think that one is the plan. Did it?
That's exactly how I would picture it going here.
I know, right? There's no way out of that.
No,
not at all. Holy cow! Munch has got news of the world coming up in a little bit, and you're not going to believe the voice message, Munch, that I got on 888-PENROD-1. You can leave one, too, if you want. It's 888-736-7631. We're coming back with that next on the Penrod Show.
The Penrod Radio Show.
Good morning. Happy Friday. It's also Valentine's Eve. And I got to tell you guys, I think we're starting to catch on a little bit. I really do. You know, we've got the hotline to happiness, 888-PENROD-1. It's 888-736-7631. Anybody can call it anytime. Leave a message. You never know. I might answer. But I would have thought it was a little weird when I would have answered if this call when I picked up the phone.
I know I'm not your type, but you're really cute. And I just can't help but fall in love with you.
What?
You're just so perfect. And I don't know. I was just thinking, you know, Valentine's Day is coming up and everything, and I don't know, maybe you'd want to be my Valentine?
Totally fine if you don't feel that way about me, but it's just being my Valentine. That doesn't really change anything, does it? Think about it.
Think about it, I ended the phone. Wouldn't that have been awkward?
Well, especially since she's probably talking to me.
Oh, probably. Probably, yeah. Considering it says, hey, this is Penrod, leave me a message. I'm sure she would have thunk it was you. And that's not Pammy either. That's the weird thing. No, that's not Pammy right there. Who, brother?
And now, ladies and gentlemen.
It's time. For news of the world.
You hear me? Roger, look at me.
With Munch.
Five, four.
On the Penrod Show.
People talk loud when they want to act smart, right?
Correct!
She sounds like that girl on the message. Anyway, 90-year-old guy named Aaron Epstein in North Hollywood, California has been very upset with AT&T over his internet service that he's gotten over the past years. He says as soon as they started introducing streaming like Roku and movies on TV, watching a movie was like slideshows. He called over and over to complain, but things never got better.
I put the ad in the paper, and believe me, it's money well spent. So I've been with AT&T from the very, very beginning. And for the last 5 years, my internet service, although it's paying for 3.5 megabytes, sometimes it wasn't only up to 1.5 megabytes. She took down all the details, and she says, we'll see what we can do.
You know what's impressive about that guy is that he knows what he's talking about, and you have no idea when it comes to this stuff. None.
It sounds like his AT&T internet's on a walker like he is.
Oh, geez. We'll be back with more fun and sports coming soon on the Penrod Show. Welcome back to the program. My name's Penrod. Paul, got sports coming up and soon. Munch hanging out. Kick it.
Hey,
what?
The pandemic. I am the pandemic. I shut down movies and rock shows and all the places that you want to go.
That's right. Pandemic's still out there. Many different people handle it differently. We found out yesterday there's a coronaphobia, which is going to make a great movie for sure.
Yes.
I'm all for fun and games. I really am. However, there's a time and a place, and this guy picked the wrong time and probably the wrong place.
Well, folks, apparently walking around Walmart with an Alka-Seltzer in your mouth screaming, the vaccine isn't working, is not a good idea. Here they come.
Not a good idea to do that.
Here they come.
Can you imagine? Holy cow. You can't do that nowadays. No.
It's like fire in a movie theater. You can't do it. Can't do it.
I don't know. I feel like I've seen crazier stuff at Walmart, though. That's pretty tame.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, for
sure. Depending on where you live.
Yeah. I mean, just what they wear into Walmart at times is kind of crazy, if you ask me.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, you don't want to be messing around with this whole COVID thing.
No, but I still try to fit in with my clothes. I wear the G-string showing through the pants and stuff, you know, and all that stuff. Yeah. Uh-huh. Oh, yeah.
You got to wear the hip huggers. Although, thank God, not to change the subject, I did read that those skinny jeans are going out of style. Thank God, finally, the skinny jeans are going out of style. Because we don't need those anymore. Now my kids won't have any clothes to wear because that's pretty much all that my boys wear.
Knock, knock.
Who's there? He's sporting his white crew socks and sandals.
Even your infantile jokes seem charming and witty this morning.
Time for the Daily Dad Joke.
Spew them out. On Pin Rod
Radio. What do you got, Holmes?
Well, I'll tell you, I've been thinking about taking up meditation.
Really? That's good for you, I hear.
Yeah, I figure it's better than sitting around doing nothing.
Isn't it the same thing?
I think it is. Caught me off guard there with that one. I don't even know what to say about that. I can tell you, though, coming up, Valentine's Day, right around the corner. I got a special treat put together for Valentine's Day and what I think about that in just a few minutes. Plus, you can follow us on the social and find the podcast from yesterday's show all over the podcast platforms. We're back with the Penrod Show next. Welcome back. It's Penrod Valentine's Weekend. Of course, the most important thing is 30th anniversary of Silence of the Lambs. Oh, I love it.
I ate his liver with some fava beans and a nice Chianti.
I will never eat liver, to be honest with you. Paul, I didn't find out. What are you and D? What are you guys doing for Valentine's Day?
It's one letter.
We're not doing anything, I don't think.
No?
No, she's giving me a pass this year.
Oh, well then, you're doing something, just
a
not
hall
D.
Pass.
Right. No, not a hall pass.
Oh, okay. I was kind of
No, a pass on actually putting effort into Valentine's Day. I don't have to do anything this year.
Well, Valentine's
I think it's a trap.
Day. It is. It's a stupid, dumb holiday that men hate.
Today's Valentine's Day? Damn.
If you think about it, it's just a silly holiday they made up to sell more flowers and candy.
Chocolate hearts and a flower vase. Oh, God, I hate Valentine's Day. Hey. It's lame. The hoops we jump through for a day. Hallmark is my decree.
Amen.
They're the ones causing pain and misery. Agree and throw all of your money away.
I'm not buying nothing.
They bait and squeeze the money out of all the guys.
You got no money? I ain't got a one thing.
But whatever it takes, we'll do to get between those sides.
I really got to thank Green Day for this. You know what I mean?
Yeah, no doubt.
But it's St. Valentine's Day.
Dumb holiday.
God wants us to do it.
He does, though. He really does. If you think about it, he does. Thank you very much, Green Day, for their effort on that one. I know they've been kind of slow during quarantine. Billy Joe had nothing else to do. So I said, hey, can you record this for me? And look at there. The magic that he comes up with is just amazing.
He's already got the music, so all you got to really do is recut the vocals. Nice job, Billy Joe.
That's what I was thinking. I mean, exactly what I was thinking. So,
man,
Paul gets a hall pass for Valentine's Day. That is super cool.
Stay away from my sister.
We got sports coming up here in just a couple minutes, and we got the Web Watch. And if you're bored, oh, brother, and you want to laugh, more than, well, we don't make you laugh. But you'll love the website I'm going to tell you about. It's coming up in just a few on the Penrod Show.
Happy Love Day, everyone!
My man, what's shaking in the world of sports? The round ball, the pigskin.
We have another disgruntled quarterback. In this world, normally mild-mannered Russell Wilson has been making some waves out in Seattle. Apparently, he was already upset. They fired his offensive coordinator, Brian Schottenheim. He was really upset, Brian Schottenheimer. He was very upset about that. And now he went on Dan Patrick's show, and he is such a master interviewer. He managed to get Russell Wilson to say that he's unhappy that they're not helping him out, getting him offensive linemen, that he has no say in how they kind of call the plays and stuff. And now the team and people in the organization are upset that he's gone to the media with it. So we could have another quarterback available here, another superstar.
Sad news for the Seahawks.
It's not an unreasonable request. He's asking for help so they can win. Like, I don't understand what the big deal is. Like, get me some offensive linemen so I'm not running for my life. Hello.
And he's not a very big guy either, so he could break really easy.
Oh, yeah. He's too pretty to get hit like that. wait, did I say that?
That's the quote of the day. What did I learn today? Paul thinks he is too pretty to be hit. What else we got?
Yeah. Well, you remember when Tom Brady first signed with Tampa, there was a situation where he kind of didn't know his way around town. He was working out in a park. He got kicked out of the park. He walked into some guy's house that he thought was his new offensive coordinator's house. That guy's finally spoken. So we've got David Kramer.
But I was just hanging out in the kitchen, and I was on my computer, and I see the doorknob turning. And I was like, I remember sitting there. I just like froze. I was like, oh, my God, man, somebody's coming to my house. I see this guy walk in, and he's like a good-looking guy. I do this on purpose because this is exactly what happened. He walks in, good-looking guy, baseball hat, and he's got like two duffel bags. He doesn't even say hi first. He just kind of goes like this, and he sets them down, and he just like looks up at me, and he's like, I'm supposed to be at Byron's house. And but my body literally, I could not gasp the air to say his name. I'll never forget it. And then he just goes, I'm so sorry, sir. I'm so sorry. And he just like grabs his bag, and he's just gone like lightning. I wasn't scared because he looked so nice. Like, thank God I didn't shoot him.
Well, yeah.
Thank God he didn't shoot him.
Yeah, I think the Kansas City Chiefs fans might disagree, but yes, thank God he didn't shoot him.
Yeah, thank God we didn't shoot him. Good morning. My name is Penrod, or you can call me...
X-rated kissing machine.
Tetrario typhoid. Just wood sack. Colonoscopy. Go ahead.
Huxley ice fish.
Quisling Magoo.
Governor Gucci.
I will respond to any of those. You can call me at 888-PENROD-1. We're coming back with more fun and a salute to Silence of the Lambs in a moment. Right here on the Penrod Show.
The Penrod Radio Show.
Radio is on.
Welcome back to the program. Happy Friday to you. Of course, we're going to celebrate Valentine's Day, but more importantly,
I'm looking down the hole, you're looking up at me. You're cold and tired, that is easy to see. Lower the rope to you, a bucket on the line. Your membrane will be soft and smooth, and your heart will be mine.
This is Greenskeepers. Little tribute to Silence of the Lambs. Or is
it against the hose? It's really lotion. Catchy.
I love it. It's a groover. That is a groover right there. I tell you what, that's a soundtrack for your weekend for Valentine's Day as we celebrate the Silence of the Lambs, which I'm a total freak about it. And I love when I see Silence of the Lambs references pop up in other things. You know what I mean? Like other TV shows and things. Because it's been referenced all over. One of my favorite, of course, is In the Office, which is like total ecstasy for me because it's like my favorite movie and my favorite TV show combined into one.
Oh my God.
Can you tell me why you had to cut the face off the dummy?
I didn't think it was very realistic in the movie, and it turns out it's pretty realistic.
Pretty realistic.
I've got the directions off the internet.
Now, shall we get on with it?
It's time for the Web Watch on the Penrod Show.
I don't know how many people are familiar with The Onion. I know Paul's familiar with The Onion. Munch, yes. You're familiar with The Onion, aren't you?
Can't be in his business without checking it out.
That's true. If you're not familiar with The Onion, it's kind of an inside thing, I would say. I wouldn't say it's super mainstream, but it's funny. It's basically satirical stories, right? Paul, you're a journalist. Am I summing that up correctly?
Yeah. No, it's just a big send-up, and not everybody gets the joke.
No. So if you go to theonion.com, you'll see a couple stories on there, like botched autopsy brings murder victim back to life. Love that one. Romantic experts recommend spending 3 months' salary on Valentine's teddy bear. Another headline on there.
Someone's going to believe that.
Yeah. End of an era. Sony just announced they're stopping production of the PS5, which we know that's never going to happen. And it's not just headlines. That's the thing about this website. There is a full story written like it's the truth about each one of these headlines. So
yeah.
some brilliant, and I use that term loosely, journalism there. So that's today's Web Watch. Go check out theonion.com. More fun coming up for you here as we work into a Friday. Parenting stuff. Going to talk about that coming up in a few on the Penrod.
Valentine's Day's coming. Oh, crap. I forgot to get a girlfriend again.
That's the last thing you want. That is the last thing you want to get on Valentine's Day. I mean, really, if there's any time not to have a girlfriend, it's on Valentine's Day. Now, I know that sounds mean, but I already got one, so it's not like I'm going to get rid of her for Valentine's Day. But I don't suggest going to look for somebody on Valentine's Day.
Nope.
Or prior to, just so you can buy somebody roses and take them out for dinner.
Although, that's when you find the loneliest people. On Valentine's Day, desperation sets in. You might find yourself a catch.
One's the loneliest number, though.
Two can be deep. Lonely and sad.
Getting deep. And this girl, she's going deep on being a boy mom.
Have boys, they said. It will be fun, they said. There was a smell, a very bad smell, and I couldn't find it anywhere. I was sniffing all the places. I was sniffing the couch. I was sniffing the rug. I was sniffing my children's feet. I was trying to find it. And come to find out, it was me, my four-year-old, dug in his and then rubbed it on his favorite mole of mine.
Oh, no, he didn't. Oh, my God. That's absolutely disgusting. That's absolutely disgusting.
How did she figure it out? Like, she's sniffing everything. She smells a smell. She's trying to find it. She's trying to discern where it came from. And then she's like, oh, my God, it's my boys, boing,
uh-huh, you know,
bum.
Mm-hmm. Paul?
Well, I mean, that's pretty bad parenting to throw your kid under the bus. Just admit that you didn't wipe properly. I mean, that's not nice.
It was the kid. It wasn't.
I don't buy it.
Hey, listen. Let's rewind here. Who's got kids and who doesn't?
You're right.
Now, Munch only is a girl, so he doesn't know what it's like to have boys.
No.
I have not one, not two, but three boys. And they're dirty. They're disgusting. Actually, like, the first one's clean. The second one is disgusting. The third one can be a mix of both. So it's like they kind of, you know, he got a little bit of qualities from both ones. But remember, we talked about this. I have one that rubs boogers all over the shower wall.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he does.
So,
yeah,
you know, that's what it's like having a boy. You know, plus stuff laying all over. What?
Chip off the old block.
I do not wipe boogers on the bathroom wall. They're underneath the console here. So hopefully, I'm glad I got my own studio. Hey, more on the Penrod Show coming up in minutes. Welcome back. My name's Penrod. Paul Munch hanging out with me. Paul working on some sports. Valentine's Day weekend. It's a big weekend. It really is here. Holy cow. We've got Valentine's, we've got the 30th anniversary of Silence of the Lambs. The first Bassmaster event is happening at Patoka. And, of course, you know I've got to go shopping.
Professional bass fishing equipment.
Yep, I got to get more of that. And so
you can buy that for yourself.
Yeah, I'm buying myself a Valentine's present, which I'm sure would not make Pammy very happy if I spent money on myself and not on her.
Buying a Valentine's rod. A Valentine's rod? Is that what you're buying?
That's not what I'm buying. Guys, let me tell you something, too. Paul, I know you've got a hall pass this weekend.
I don't have a hall pass. I have a pass to not do anything.
Okay, it's going to backfire on you. I'm telling you.
Yeah, I know.
It's going to backfire. If you have a significant other in your life, you have them get them something. Because you got to treat the lady right, just like the minister says.
A female is designed by God to receive. And whatever she receives, she incubates, multiplies it, and gives it back to the male. She'll never give you back what you gave her. She's designed that way. If you give a woman a sperm, you'll never get a sperm back. She'll multiply it and give you a baby. If you give her a house, she'll multiply it and give you a home. If you give her groceries, she'll give you a meal. If you give her frustration, she'll multiply it. Yeah. So, brothers, if you don't like what you are getting, change what you're giving.
That's right. That's right. Yeah. Thank you very much. And I added that little psycho sound in there just so you know. I mean, he didn't have that.
No way. I really thought he had a sound effects box on the pulpit.
No, he doesn't. He had one of those. No.
Repent!
No.
And thou shalt be saved.
Here's something you should not get your lady for Valentine's Day.
Valentine's Day is coming, and what your sweetheart wants isn't flowers or candy. No. What she really wants is a gym membership. It's true. All year long, you've heard her say,
eat this. It looks better on you.
And
I need new clothes. These don't fit.
So what better way to tell her you love her than a membership to a 24-hour fitness center?
Here. Happy Valentine's Day.
A gym membership? Oh, darling, thank you. I'll start tomorrow.
24-Hour Fatness Center reminds you, give her a gym membership for Valentine's Day. And don't forget to duck.
Yeah, right? That's not going to go over very well. Not at all. We're back with News of the World on the Penrod Show next. Welcome back. That's right. Welcome to the Penrod Show. You can call me Penrod or
Johnny Muffles.
Brocklin.
Sandpaper.
Baba O'Reilly.
Boneslaw. Duct tape.
Scope Snake.
Guach Poncho.
Tiny Morning Rash. Bork Zimmer Shasta.
Any one of those I will answer to. Hey, coming up after the program today, we're going to try. I can't guarantee it's going to work because I've never done this before. Get your mind out of the gutter, guys. We're going to try to go live on Facebook after the show. On the site, on social media. So hope to see you there after the program, all right?
And now, ladies and gentlemen,
it's time for News of the World!
You hear me? Hunter! Look at me!
With Munch.
Five, four.
On the Penrod Show.
People talk loud when they want to act smart, right?
Correct!
The newest Zoom superstar this week was the cat lawyer. If you didn't see it, he's the guy in Texas, the lawyer, who couldn't figure out how to turn off a cat filter during his Zoom call, so he had to argue his case as a cat.
Oh, no.
Dupont, and I believe you have a filter turned on in the video setting. You might want to...
Can you hear me, Judge?
I can hear you. I think it's a filter.
It is, and I don't know how to remove it. I've got my assistant here. She's trying to, but I'm prepared to go forward with it. I'm here live. I'm not a cat.
I can see that.
I'm here live. I'm not a cat.
Oh, my God.
Turns out he's... I'm not a cat.
That's me as a lawyer. I don't know how to work it either.
There's got to be more to the story, right?
Well, there's more to it now that it's a couple days later, and it turns out that way back in 2014, a story was printed from Business Insider that said basically this guy, Ron Ponton, was a small-town district attorney. He went after a, quote, head shop for selling synthetic marijuana. The owner was cuffed, taken into custody, blah, blah, blah. Turns out no synthetic marijuana found or other drugs. It turns out it was because of a relationship that ended badly that he had with the owner when she was 18. So that lawyer's got some questions to answer here.
No way.
Boring!
Yep, you had me right after you start talking for a second. I was like, hey, we're coming back on the Penrod Show with lots more fun. Holy cow, and Valentine's Day right around the corner. Plus, Daily Dad Joke is coming up. Just a few right here on the Penrod Show. Please don't leave.
Attention, men. Has Valentine's Day snuck up on you again? What a moron! Don't waste your time going to the 24-hour pharmacy for your last-minute Valentine gift. Come to Oh Crap, It's Valentine's Day, the last-minute store for last-minute Valentine gifts. Giant bottles of perfume, heart-shaped boxes of stale off-brand chocolates, single wilted roses, candy hearts made by a company you've never heard of, greeting cards that your grandmother would buy, and teddy bears, lots and lots of teddy bears with that weird smell. For the perfect last-minute gift that says, I almost forgot to say I love you, come to Oh Crap, It's Valentine's Day, formerly Oh Crap, It's Christmas.
A lot of people are going to be running out tonight, tomorrow, getting the Valentine's gifts. Welcome back to the show. I'm ready for Valentine's Day. And actually, I went to the grocery store with Pammy yesterday. And, you know, they've got roses all over. I said, you don't need any flowers or anything, do you, for Valentine's Day? She said, no. I said, good, because I didn't get you any. I didn't get you any chocolate either. Actually, I got you nothing that has to do with Valentine's Day. It's a pregnancy test. No, I didn't get her that. I didn't get her that. No.
Not That's the last thing we need.
No, I know. I couldn't imagine being my age and having a child. That'd be insane, especially since mine are grown up. Little facts about Valentine's Day. You know, St. Valentine wasn't even a real person.
Really?
No. St. Valentine's Day's roots is an ancient pagan festival that Hallmark created way back in the 15th century. Oh, I have no idea they were around that long. I mean, it's crazy.
I knew it.
The first Valentine was actually sent in the 15th century. I'm not kidding. I mean, I'm not making this up. Hallmark's been around that long. Yeah, wow, I know. You would have never thought.
I didn't even know the math on that. Yeah, it sounds kind of creepy, though, like when the skeleton said his heart wasn't in Valentine's Day.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
He's sporting his white crew socks and sandals.
Even your infantile jokes seem charming and witty this morning.
Time for the Daily Dad Joke.
Spew them out. On Penrod
Radio. You got more Valentine's Dad jokes?
Yeah, like the sheriff locking up his Valentine because she stole his heart. Uh-oh. Are the two birds in love known as tweethearts?
Oh, boy.
Or the stamp that told the envelope on Valentine's Day, I'm stuck on you.
I think that's quite enough. I think you've tortured
people
enough.
No, there's more.
Enough.
There's
and speaking more. Of torture, God. Silence of the Lambs, 30th anniversary is this weekend. And what if Silence of the Lambs was a totally different type of movie? We got that coming up for you next on the Penrod Show.
If you let me go, I won't press charges, I promise.
Now it places the lotion in the basket.
Please. I want to go home, please. Please go home.
It places the lotion in the basket.
What the lotion in the basket?
I mentioned that the house that was filmed in, Jamie Gumm's house, Buffalo Bill's house, is a bed and breakfast. Which I so wish I was.
I know you want to go
I so wish I was spending this weekend there. That would be so romantic, don't you think?
Yeah, I mean, nothing like throwing no Pammy down the well.
I mean, think about this, though. It's such a. Here's how much of a freak I am about Silence of the Lambs. And Paul can attest to this.
Sure.
In college, we had a class called Media Criticism. Do you remember that class?
Yeah.
With Richard Payne?
Oh, he was brutal.
Oh, yeah. That was the actual teacher's name, too. And I wrote a paper about Silence of the Lambs on how Hannibal Lecter was a father figure to Clarice. Got an A on it.
Wow.
Hannibal Lecter's only on screen for like 13 minutes in the whole movie. And I managed to come up with some half-assed correlation that he was a father figure to it.
You got an A because he was afraid of your psychosis.
Oh yeah, I did good in college. But can you imagine if they took a different spin on Silence of the Lambs? What it would have been like?
Is that a good job, FBI agent? Get to travel around and stuff.
Sometimes you do.
You know, we get a lot of detectives here, but I must say, I can't ever remember one as attractive.
Clarice Starling wants nothing more than to make it at the FBI, but so far. Turning heads is easier than getting ahead. Now, her new assignment might be biting off more than she can chew.
Dr. Lecter, my name is Clarice Starling. May I speak with you?
I tell you things, you tell me things. Not about this case, though. About yourself.
Are you hitting on me, Doc?
People will say we're in love.
Maybe you can decide for yourself whether or not I'm qualified enough to do that.
Jack Crawford is helping your career, isn't he? Apparently, he likes you and you like him, too.
I never thought about it.
Your first lie to me, Clarice.
Jodie Foster.
You fly back to school now, little Starling.
And Anthony Hopkins in the most romantic movie of the year.
Oh, Clarice, your problem is you need to get more fun out of life.
The Silence of the Lambs.
I'm going to see it.
Oh, my God.
Welcome back to the program. Follow me on the socials at Penrod Radio. Don't forget, you can download a podcast of this program. It's available on most podcast locations, just in case you missed anything, and maybe you dig what you hear. Pretty excited for this weekend. Aside from Valentine's Day, aside from Silence of the Lambs, it's also
three, two, NASCAR. One. Gentlemen, start your engine.
your engines.
We love our NASCAR races.
Vroom, 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 vroom. I love NASCAR.
Live from the Penrod Sports Porta Potty, it's a big Johnson, Paul Johnson, with a sports update.
Tell me you're going to talk a little bit of NASCAR, Paul.
I will. It's a huge weekend. Come on, it's Daytona 500 on Sunday, man. Play first or last. Come on.
That's right.
And the guy who's going to start out in first is Alex Bowman, who won the pole last night. And here we go. He's going to be with his teammate up front.
Who the hell is that guy?
He won the pole 2 years ago. You should know who he is. Come on. Well, his Hendrick Motorsport teammate, William Byron, is going to be in the front row with him. So some Chevrolets leading the pack on Sunday in Daytona, and we'll get the season going.
I do got to tell you.
I'm excited.
Since they changed the format of NASCAR a couple of years back, it's not as cool anymore.
No, but it's still the Daytona 500. You know what I mean? It's an event.
What else going on?
Oh, good. Switch to tennis, which we're not going to do very often.
I was going to say, what the hell are you talking about tennis for?
The Australian Open is going on. If you're up late night, this is on live overnights pretty much. But Rafael Nadal is one of the most accomplished tennis players in the world. And for some reason, some female fan in Australia did not have anything nice to say about Rafael Nadal. And she got kicked out of the arena for flipping him off. I don't know what's going on here.
She got kicked out for kicking. And she flipped him off. That's crazy.
She flipped him off. Like, what did Rafael Nadal do to you?
What is that? Oh, because tennis
is boring.
All
right, we won't talk about tennis anymore.
Yeah. Real quick, what else we got, Paul?
Sorry. Jeez, I guess we're not going to worry about that. Well, you know, it's funny, you know, how fans get when their favorite team isn't playing like they want them to. Well, University of Alabama is having a really good basketball season, and one of their fans, a guy named Michael Wendell, decided that they're not rebounding enough. So he decided to put billboards all around Tuscaloosa telling them to rebound better. It's, one of them says rebounding equals Final Four. Another one says protect the paint. And the other one simply says rebound with an exclamation point.
Love it. I love that. Love it. Coming up, what do we learn as we get into the weekend? All that and more still on the Penrod Show.
The Penrod Radio Show.
Love Online was just a fairy tale. Meant for Bill Gates, but not for me.
If anybody's looking for love,
then I met a girl in a chat room.
That's where you go.
We were gonna meet for a beer.
No, you don't want to do that.
She said she looked exactly like Britney Spears.
Oh, you know she's lying.
I saw her face. She was a liar.
You don't want to get catfished. No way. No, especially this weekend. You got to watch out for people out there catfishing. Because they're out there in full effect as we get into this weekend. Welcome back to the program. My name is Penrod. You can call me that or call me this. Or
Rocket Tall Wingnut.
Silky Bidet Jorgensen.
Wart Candy.
Brain Cramp Crankling. Symbolicious.
Hotel Tour Mosaic.
Quail Ovaries.
Ladison Landpiper.
Dream Nuts.
SJ1 Awesomer Tattoo.
That's...
Awesomer Tattoo.
Awesomer Tattoo. That's what you can call me. Oh, those are great. Those are like my favorite things to play with right now. My name is Penrod, and that's Munch and Paul. And what did we learn today, guys? Did we learn anything?
I'm always learning something. And to be honest, with all the fluff about Valentine's Day and Silence of the Lambs 30th anniversary, the one thing that pulled out of this show was that you find my news of the world boring.
I didn't say it was boring.
No, the clip that you played after it did.
Oh. Yeah. That clip that I played after it. Oh, yeah. I'm sorry. Yeah. Was it this one?
Boring.
Yeah,
It was just that story. That's all. It was just
I'm telling you.
It was just that
boring story.
It was funny when the guy said, you know, I'm not a cat, Your Honor. You know, and then there was like all I heard after that was like the peanuts. Wah, wah, wah. Paul, what'd you learn today?
After hearing the story of the guy whose house Tom Brady mistakenly went into when he moved to Tampa, I learned that as long as you're good looking and you look nice like Tom Brady, you won't get shot.
That's awesome. Hey, that's my problem. And I learned
one of us have a chance.
Valentine's Day has been around since the 1300s, and Hallmark even longer. Mm-hmm. That's what I learned.
Yeah.
Happy Valentine's to you and yours. If you would love to leave us a lovey-dovey message, you can on the Hotline to Happiness, 888-PENROD-1, 888-736-7631. Have yourself a wonderful weekend. We're going to go home now. Well, I'm not.